This week on Unsung Heroes, we profile a team that has gone beyond the call of duty to help, support, and educate special needs children. The association that is known as DISA, Disability Information Support Association, started off as a madrasa for special needs children, and today it is an association that runs different projects. Aparushana Patel, who has been instrumental in the setting up of the different projects, says that adopting a little girl that had a hearing impairment was what motivated her to start the madrasa.
She actually had FASD spectrum disorder, so it was a very difficult phase in our life. And I was teaching madrasa at that time, and then she was starting her madrasa, and we found that she couldn't cope in her normal madrasa class. So I left my madrasa, and I started off in my little garage, and we had seven kids, and we started off with seven kids in the garage. It was called Madrasatul Irfan. Molana gave us the name, School of Good Friendly, and a madrasa of love.
What started off as a madrasa in the garage of a dedicated muallima is today a maktab that is run for special needs children under the Indonesia Muslim Association.
And I think due to space and the demand for more children with special needs that needed a madrasa environment, they then approached the LMA.
The madrasa has been operating for close to 15 years, catering for children of various disabilities.
Alhamdulillah, our madrasa, the LMA special needs class, started in July 2006, and I've been there since 2007. And we currently have about 12 learners. Our learners, the disabilities are all various, from Down syndrome, autistic, the slow learner, epileptics. So there's all different disabilities, there's different challenges that each child has. My involvement came in, I'm also a mother of a special needs young lady now. She's 23 years old, her name is Nasira. But I've been involved with disability as my younger sister's Down syndrome. She's now 40 years old. So I've been going through phases of disability throughout my teenage life and into my adult life, and Allah blessed me with my own special needs child. So alhamdulillah, the experience that I used with my daughter, I use it in class also, and what we teach with the children also is very basic Islamic knowledge, where there's a lot of repetition. We do it in an easy and an understanding way, in a fun way, a lot of practical sort of demonstrations, and we just try to make the lessons more enjoyable for the children. And alhamdulillah, they look forward to coming to class each day. They're quite enthusiastic to be there. They motivate us because they have a lot of eagerness to learn.
Establishing a maktab for special needs children is a great achievement on its own. However, this team, DISA, as they are known, did not stop. There was a need to have a support group for the parents of special needs children.
We then were parents of special needs children, and we found that there was so much difficulty in upbringing our kids. So alhamdulillah, we started a support group for moms. And alhamdulillah, it was very difficult. People didn't want to really come out. But slowly, slowly, alhamdulillah, we are about 20 moms now.
Apa Sabira, who is a close friend and also works with Aparushana, says it is Aparushana's inspiration, her selflessness, and her dedication that has kept them motivated to continue helping and assisting the community.
Aparushana and I go a very long way. I think we're friends for 33 years. She's a very go-getter, inspiration, humble somebody. Okay, she always never likes to take the limelight in life. She's always at the backstage. But if you ask me, I would tell you she's the unsung hero of our community. Really, she is. It's just not the special needs project. Anything. I know when my daughter finished matric and I was sitting at home and I said to her, I'm on the verge of a depression. She's like, get up. I got work for you. And that's how I got involved with her, with another project and another project and another project. And she's always like, if we pitch up with an idea, she would never leave it.
Apa Zainab, who recently started a center known as Az-Zahra, which is a learning center for hearing impaired kids that teaches them Arabic sign and basic Islamic education, says that Aparushana was the one who encouraged her to start this project.
So I have a daughter. She's also special needs. She's got a hearing impairment. And alhamdulillah, with the inspiration and motivation from Aparushana, that I kept constantly getting from her, she really pushed me to open this. Alhamdulillah, we started this week, and it was a good success. Our first day was yesterday, and Alhamdulillah, the children really enjoyed it, and they picked up very quickly with the signs and learning the signs, you know, the Arabic signs, the English signs. So Alhamdulillah, it is going quite well.
Another project that is run by DISA, Disability Information Support Association, the Earthly Angels Project.
The Earthly Angels Project is a differently abled sheltered workshop. So what happens here is, we, inshallah, with the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to create jobs for the special needs or differently abled people across the spectrum. So it's not specifically to anyone of her age, but everybody, and it means creating work for them. Projects where, you know, where they pack things and we give it to back to companies. So what happens here is, company, we would approach companies to give us work, like say packing crisps, sweets, biscuits and things in boxes, and then we give it back to the company, and in return they would then give a fee to, so that these special differently able people would have some sustenance coming in.
Why the Earthly Angels started, because I'm also a mother of a young adult with special needs. So we're looking for, when we were looking for jobs for our kids, people actually turn you away because of the disability. And that's why we decided to start on this project, to create employment but with dignity for our children. So they feel they have a meaningful purpose. So that's why the Earthly Angels project actually also started with that.
Once again, it was Apa Rushana who helped and motivated those around her to bring this project to life.
Like the Earthly Angels project, I said to her from 2016, I was sitting and I needed to do something. I need to do something for our differently abled children. And she was, I said, this is what the idea I have. Although I had put it off, she continually persisted on it. And eventually, alhamdulillah, through her efforts, this project is going to take off very soon. Sooner than I would have thought it would be. So if you ask me who's my unsung hero, it's Apa Rukshana.
All children need love, encouragement and support to ensure that they emerge with a strong sense of self-worth, confidence and the determination to keep going even when things are tough.
When you see a person with special needs, don't just look at the disability, look at the person, and don't say shame. Because people with special needs, all they want is to be accepted, understood, loved, included. So that is what the community needs to do. And you know, there's always a nice saying that says, why fit in when you are born to stand out? So that's what we try and encourage our learners, even at Madrasa. They are made to feel that they can complete something, that they've got a purpose in life. They're not just looked at as a disabled person.
I would also like to say that with our kids, we usually say that they have a hearing impairment, so we don't use the term as deaf. That's one of the old terminologies that were used for them. So we prefer to use the term as hearing impaired. And like Apa Subeda has said, that always include them and make them feel that they are normal, because they are normal kids. Let Allah has just made them special.
Islamic history has a shining record of many examples of people who, while having some kind of disability, occupied very excellent positions and prominent status in society. Atta ibn Abi Rabah, rahmatullah alayh, became one of the greatest muftis of Mecca in his time, regardless of being paraplegic. Perhaps the greatest inspiration is the example of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu anhu, the blind Sahabi. Despite his visual challenge, he became a hafiz of the Quran and went on to occupy the honorable position of the muaddin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is the collective responsibility of the entire Muslim community to show care, compassion and understanding and set up accessible infrastructure in our masajid and our educational institutes to cater for the specific needs of the physically challenged.
Radio Islam International is giving you the opportunity to acknowledge the unsung heroes in your community. Every month, we'll profile an unsung hero on our airwaves. Email idaya@radioislam.co.za or call 011-854-7022 for further information. They deserve recognition. precisely because they didn't ask for it.